And we traditionally have a member of our family come up and tell us what communion means to them. Tonight it is our brother Michael Hill.
Hello, my name is Michael, and I'm an extremely grateful overcomer. I'm still waiting for that Claritin to kick in, because, John Featherston had a vision that God had given him 20 years ago for a place where people may have felt marginalized, not accepted, and to give them a place and remind them that Jesus said, "You have a place at my table." And for 19 years, I've had the extraordinary pleasure of being with my brothers and sisters, and tonight celebrating 20 years of being rooted in Christ. So I wanted to, I'm going to take just a small little trip down memory lane myself with a few photographs, and each one of these photographs in itself has a little communion message to it. So Trina, the first slide, please. That's, of course, you know, the beautiful one to my left there is Susan. This is the day we got married here, and that John Featherston made us a couple. Because that little blonde-haired girl to my right, my daughter Lauren, had asked me over the course of almost two decades, when are you ever going to get remarried again? And I said, if God sends the right one, the perfect one, I'll keep my options open. And so I just look at that photo and think that for 20 years, this church has just been exemplifying love and family that Jesus set the example at the table. Next slide. Now for our wedding, we had a boots and blue jeans wedding, and we booked a really top-notch band. And I kind of want your attention to be drawn to the guy over here with no sleeves on. This is the Shea Hightower I met in 2007. Now, we all wore matching gear and pearl snap shirts, but I had to cut the sleeves off of Shea's before he got, because this was Shea every day, right? So the little communion message on that is, one time Shea, if you saw in the early ones of the t-shirts, Shea went to go pick up a van. That he was the youth group leader, and we're going to take our kids out on a mission trip. And Shea went to go pick up the keys that another church had lent us. Well, the church secretary is looking out the camera and sees this show, and not looking this nice with a scruffy t-shirt, come to get the keys, and she wouldn't come to the door. And Shea had to repeatedly ask her, and finally had to call the guy who called the church secretary and said, he's had all his shots, it's okay, open the door and give him the keys. And so he got the key, and she came out and she goes, I'm really sorry, but you didn't look like you loved Jesus. So, I mean, now think of all the people that Jesus had called and were sitting at that Last Supper, fishermen, just some of the dregs, that, you know, some people that would really look down upon. And so that's, like I said, this is the Shea Hightower that I knew back in 2007. Next slide. We also imported from Mississippi a real high caliber singer to do our wedding dances music. This was Allie's first exposure to Serenitarians, and she still came back. She looks like she's about 15 in that photo. But, I mean, if I can quote a scripture out of the NFV, which is the New Featherston Version, that God said, I didn't come here to call the righteous. I've come here to call sinners into Serenitarians into repentance. And our daughter has 3 years clean and sober, picked up. We are so proud of her. So proud of her. And now that she's married Colton Hightower and expecting our second grandson of that union, we're just extremely proud of her. Next photo. Now, The two guys here that married us, that was our former pastor at FCC, Harold, who was very soft-spoken and humble, which brings us to the other guy. We pulled him off a major book tour to squeeze in a little time for our wedding. But John Featherston every once in a while comes up with a pearl that you will remember your entire life. And from him, I heard this about this table. And Brother Logan had alluded to it. So many people think that you have to get cleaned up, get your act all together to be worthy in order to come to this table, when Jesus said just the opposite. He said, "Come to me, all ye who are weary and heavily laden, all you who are messed up, all you who have been kicked out, all you who feel that you don't have a place, come to this table and I'll make you right." And I remember that every time I take the bread and the cup, and that pearl of wisdom from my brother John. Next photo. So I had 8 best men, and I had 2 from my Emmaus and Kairos brothers, 2 from Serenity, 2 from FCC. My brother Gary, the farthest one on the left, you can't see, but on the other side, I had my youngest brother and our son Levon, and we passed the ring up from one another. And that was just, like I said, Jesus calling all these different people. And he said, "I'm going to change the world with y'all, because I'm going to give you a message to go out and take this message to those who are hurting and broken." So before we get right here to the end of this, I just wanted to say that, you know, when Jesus was at the table and he took that bread, his body, and he took that cup, which he said, "This is my blood poured out for the forgiveness of sins. Eat, drink, do these things in remembrance of me." Doesn't that sound like the 12th step? But having had a spiritual awakening, we tried to carry this message to others and practice these principles in all our affairs. This church is a living, breathing example of Jesus and the 12th step. So when we come to this table, and I can tell you, from when we're 20 years being rooted in Christ, the roots start right here and spread out. From right here, you have an opportunity. As far as a physical locality, you'll be no closer to Jesus than when you take that bread and you dip it in that cup. Supernaturally, you are going to be just as close to Christ as you can on this side of the curtain. So I'm going to end this up with just a little thumbnail video clip from one of my favorite movies, The Greatest Story Ever Told. Because if you want to know who the Jesus is that you come up and get this bread and this cup from, this is Jesus at the raising of Lazarus, and he's just arrived there, and Martha's having a few choice words with Jesus. But listen to his response, because to me, this is what communion means to me. Let me just tell you, because every time I hear this, it just sends chills up my head. Every time I watch this clip. So Jesus has just arrived, and Martha is really getting into him. "Why didn't you come earlier? You cured lepers. You restored sight to the blind. You made the lame walk. Why couldn't you come and save my brother when he was still alive?" And Jesus says, "Your brother will rise again." And Martha goes, yeah, of course he's going to rise again on Judgment Day in the resurrection of us all. And then Max von Sydow, you just see his face. He looks right at her and he goes, "I am the resurrection and the life. And whoever believeth in me, though he were dead, will rise again. For even though like said you were dead, you will never die again. Just to hear him say, I am the resurrection and the life. So when we take this body, when we take this cup, experience who it is who gives you new life in Jesus. Amen. Thank you.